From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with William Butler from the Contemporary Arts Center. Their fine art auction is Saturday night from 7 to 10. Thanks for being with us today, William.
Thanks for having me.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the history of this event? This is the 9th annual, 10th annual iteration of
this
it?
Is the 9th.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can always remember because it's going to be my 10th year, so it's always the second year after I started, that we started the auction.
Yeah. Is it your baby then, so to speak?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. Yeah. It's always dangerous to take ownership of things.
But a board decision?
It was a board decision, yeah, absolutely. And but, you know, it's been, you know, a lot of my effort for sure, you know, making it happen. So.
Now, it's a fundraising event for the CAC, but I imagine it also does a lot to promote and raise awareness for the participating artists because a lot of people show up and are looking at their work.
Absolutely. We wanted the auction to be more than just benefiting the Contemporary Arts Center, but also benefiting the artists and giving them an opportunity for promotion as a part of it. So we have promotional opportunities on our website prior to the event. We're posting information on there, so their website, folks like their art, they could also check out their website and other you know, things like that. A lot of people have pages on our directory also, so they could check out their other pieces they have on there as well.
I've always appreciated that you have a unique philosophy about ensuring that the artists receive a percentage of the sales. Sometimes people donate a piece of art and they give all proceeds to whatever is the organization that's raising the funds, but you've got a good philosophy.
Well, as an artist myself, I have that perspective because I've been asked so many times through the years to be a part of someone's auction, and you know, it costs money to make the art, and so I just thought, well, at least they should be, you know, getting their cost back on items, and even, you know, even better, perhaps. So we're always trying to promote and make sure that they get a great price for their art, and that it's at least or even more amount than they would sell it for themselves. I mean, my own pieces have often sold for more than I'd actually sell them typically.
And how many different works do you have in the auction this year?
Well, we have a record number. Less than when I walked out the office, we have 135 pieces. So I think we had 125 last year, and there's still 2 days left, so people are still coming in. They're still planning to bring more in, so it's going to be lots. The place is full.
What's the procedure? Let's say someone has a piece of art that they say has the retail value of $400. What do you put on the price as the starting bid?
Well, I really leave it up to the artist to decide what the value is and also what our starting point is for the bidding. Sometimes they're apprehensive to make those decisions, but I just try to coax them a little and maybe tell them, you know, what the situation might be, that someone could come in and just only one person could bid on their item, you know, worst case scenario. And, you know, sometimes that'll happen. So, you know, if that happened, what would they do? You know, what price would they put if that was the case? Obviously, we wanted to go higher, but we also have to, you know, consider that's a possibility too.
Now, is this a silent auction where people are making bids throughout the evening or a traditional auction?
It's both, actually. For years, we did a live auction. Everything was a live auction, and we found it to be a little tedious for the entire night to just be all live auction items. So it's been a lot more fun to have mostly silent auction items sold in that way. And then we have I'll pick out like 12 to 15 pieces that seem like a lot of people want, and that I think a lot of people will be bidding simultaneously, which is fun for a live auction situation. There's nothing more terrible when you put something up for the live auction and no one wants to bid on it, you know, and it's just like,
And the artist is here.
Yeah, the artist is out there. It's like, man, this is the terrible thing. So try to avoid that situation and try to make it as a fun night, too, you know, for everybody.
Now, how were all of these works chosen? I assume they were all volunteered or offered by the artists, but do you have to go through a selection process? Do you have more?
There's no jury process. Anybody can put anything in the auction. We have children putting items in the auction each year also. We have probably 9 things from children this year. And anyone, amateur or very professional artists, have put work in. We had a woman also send something from the state of Washington, saw our auction online, and And she and this happened other years too. People from far away have spotted the auction online and decided to ship something to us. So she sells her work for $1,600, and she sent us a painting of that value. It's a very beautiful painting of a plant and a floral type thing. And she's a very successful artist in the state of Washington, selling through a number of galleries there. So that's an interesting situation.
Can you share examples of bidding wars where up to the last minute somebody thought for sure they were going to get it, but they were snatched?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just the excitement of an auction, is that you have to watch your piece, the one that you want, or maybe multiple ones that you want, and just keep going back and keep going back. And some people will just stand in front of the piece and just keep bidding and bidding and bidding, you know. And I know some people might find that aggravating because they didn't get their piece. And it's very often someone will walk away and say, I didn't get the things I wanted. It's like, well, that's an auction for you. It's a competition environment, you know, environment of competitiveness. So some people's competitiveness really comes out in those times, and they're ruthless. I'll say
that would be kind of fun. Say, you know, she's really a nice gal until you see her at the auction.
Yeah, until she wants something, you want too. Yeah, look out. But really, it's mostly just a super fun night. You know, we've got John Miller and the Romaniacs playing gypsy jazz all night long. So it's just really upbeat, peppy jazz music. And you know, the auction's going, everyone's milling around. We got great food from the Rhythm Kitchen. So it's just a really fun night. And then we have the live auction in the middle there somewhere, and that kind of, you know, changes the pace of everything, and also can alert people to the fact that, oh, I could lose a piece that I want. So it really kind of motivates them to start bidding even more aggressively.
Is there a piece in particular that you think might prompt a bidding war this year?
Well, yeah, there's several. There's one photograph of the Peoria skyline that's a big seller for Julie Dodge, who is a photographer in local galleries. And we've had just a number of people come in and really like that. So I think that could be one that will go up really big. And I think that's likely one I'll put in the live auction for sure.
And it seems like Preston Jackson himself, it's his own Preston Jackson Gallery where you have the auction, but he's always a big seller too, isn't he?
He's always the biggest seller.
That's what
absolutely,
I thought.
Absolutely, yeah. And he has three pieces in the auction this year. He has a relief. It's kind of it looks like plaster, but it's actually made of epoxy. It's a real lightweight relief sculpture that hangs on the wall. And he's got a couple other pieces too that are really neat. So I think that relief is going to go for high, you know, probably at least $1,000.
And you've got a couple of your own works in the auction this year.
I do. Yeah, I'm really proud of the one I did for John Miller and the Romaniacs CD cover, and I'm doing a reproduction of that in the you know, hanging on the wall. It's a kind of a, like a depiction of the band, but in as if they were in, you know, turn of the century, with the turn of century clothes, and their bodies are kind of flowing into one another, and it's a really kind of lyrical and fun illustration.
I think of all the people in our arts community, I relate to your job the most, since we both work for organizations where we're the only full-time worker, and yet we both love dabbling in art. What's it like for you to be an artist on one hand during the night, but you're also the administrator of the event?
Well, I'm just the administrator that night. I just have to shut everything down and focus because there's so many things going on. Yeah.
But how does it feel to be an artist that's also an administrator? How do those two balance you?
Well, I think it makes me more sensitive to the artist's needs. Like I said, you know, wanting the artist to have a commission, that's something that I really insisted upon when everybody wanted to do an auction. I said, we will do it this way. I won't do it any other way, because it's got to be serving the artist too. And the artist will bring much better work. Also, we'll have a better auction because of it. And it's true. It's been absolutely true. We've had a great auction experiences. Last year, we grossed over $12,000 for the auction. So I'm sure we'll do better this year even. And we're pleased to have Suzette Blaise painting in here as well. It's a really nice painting of hers, too. Yeah, just come see it.
In addition to the auction, the CAC also has a couple of other events that are ongoing, weekly or monthly, and Perhaps people don't know as much about those as they should. So I was going to ask you first about the Live at the Five Spot series, live music every Friday?
Yeah, every Friday night we have music from 5:30 to 7:30, and we have all kinds of different bands. We'll have rhythm and blues, jazz, blues, rock, folky stuff, pop music, you know, pretty much everything.
We've mentioned this a lot of times about your space, but how would you describe your setting at the CAC?
Well, it's like a really cool nightclub. People often will walk in and think, this is like Chicago. It's an old warehouse, you know, the brick walls and the old wooden floor. And actually, musicians love to play in the room because it's got such great acoustics. I think it's one of the best places in town to hear live music, and that's not because I work there. I mean, I've heard music all over the country, actually. I went to different venues and stuff, and I must say that the acoustics in the room and the sound you get in that room is just really beautiful. So it's a nice place to listen to music, and it's a very intimate setting. You're sitting close to musicians, so you can really see their facial expression, things like that. I think that's really part of the coolness of it, too.
We've been talking with William Butler from the Contemporary Art Center. Their annual fine art auction starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Thank you for being with us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
And Nathan, some other events playing in the Peoria area this weekend. The Bradley University Symphonic Winds presents a John Philip Sousa concert that Sunday at the Dingledine Music Center. Under the direction of David Vroman, the concert features some of our country's best-known patriotic music and marches. I've been to these concerts a number of times, and every single time they make all of us in the audience feel so proud to be American.
Also, Suzette Illinois Central College is presenting its production of Rashomon. This is a play that presents four different accounts of a crime, each one of them from the perspective of a different person. And as you might expect, the accounts are very different, and in some cases they're even mutually contradictory. It kind of begs the audience to determine for themselves which versions they trust and which ones are less reliable. It opens tonight. Performances continue through Sunday of next week.
Out and About is a production of WCBU Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you with the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
This is an extended version of an interview that aired on WCBU. You can learn more about our weekly podcast at wcbufm.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.